I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class Antya Leela. And today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten on the topic of Antya Leela from 15.11 onwards. Hare Krishna Kirtida Sundari Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very valuable time and association and enlightening on the topic of Antya Leela, Mataji. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shama Supriya Mataji. Thank you so much for warmly introducing everybody. And thank you each and every one of us for sparing your valuable time and showing interest in hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. So really indebted and grateful to all of you. So we'll start now. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya, Jayo Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya, Jayo Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela. Chapter number 15.11
on this matter.
15.11. Hope everybody can see my screen.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 15.11, right? Yeah. Swarupa Ramanananda, ei dui janalana. विलाप करे ना दुनहारा कथिते दारिया. That night, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attended by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Keeping his hands around their necks, the Lord began to lament. So we'll see now that who is lamenting. And why he is putting his hands around the neck of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaya Tegirim Yat Kripahatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam. So Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I really seek blessings, prayers and wishes from each and every one of you to bless so that I can speak something related to this topic that may somehow or the other be able to touch your heart, because this is such an esoteric subject matter that I really have no qualification to touch upon this subject matter. So seeking all your prayers, blessings and wishes, I'm just trying to attempt on this very, you know, difficult path to walk on this very difficult path, but definitely with your mercy, you know, and with of course all of your association, we all will try to walk on this path. Vancha kalpati rupastha kripa sindhu gaivacham patitanam pavane vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Anant koti vaishnav vrinda ki jai. Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so स्वरूप रामानंद ए दुई जना लाना विलाप करे ना दुन्हारा कथे था धरिया। That night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attended by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Keeping his hands around his neck, the Lord began to lament. So what actually happened is that in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing, now he is in this Antyalila, and he is describing the lamentation that Mahaprabhu is going through. And all these lamentation is internal, right? But Mahaprabhu was showing this viraha, this vipralamba, this separation from Krishna, this mood. You know, he shows sometimes externally, sometimes partially externally, and sometimes, you know, he doesn't show at all. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing, because this is all in Antyalila, where Mahaprabhu is going through Radha Bhav and he is in deep vipralamba, in separation from Krishna. Now a conditioned soul like me can definitely not understand this separation. You know, what we can comprehend is what we feel when we get separated with our dear ones, from our relatives, from our children, from our spouse. You know, we can just only comprehend with this material relations we are in. At least I'm talking about myself, because so much condition, right? So much conditioned. Time and again, we have, you know, associated ourselves with the different designations that we are carrying. For example, if I'll take myself, I'm a wife, I'm a woman, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter-in-law, so and so forth. So many designations I'm carrying. So at the most, what I can comprehend separation is from these relations that are related to these designations. And that too, you know, but feeling that vipralamba from Krishna is definitely what I cannot explain. And it's very hard because I don't know. I was listening to one of the lecture of His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, and he was pointing out, it's been very long that I heard his lecture. And there he pointed out that who can give you a dollar? If you go and ask a dollar from somebody, who can give you a dollar? A person who has a dollar. At least he should have $2. He can give you, you know, $1 from that $2. He may have $5. He can easily give $1. At the most, that person should have $1, at least minimum $1, in order to give you $1. Right? But a person whose bank balance doesn't even have a dollar, and if you go and ask a dollar, how that person can give you? He cannot give you, right? Because he doesn't have it. He doesn't possess it. So how he can give? So similar is the case for us. We are so much conditioned in this life that we don't know what is separation of Krishna. And unless and until we know what Mahaprabhu is feeling right now, what authority, what adhikar, what eligibility, what qualification do we have to explain this viraha, to explain this vipralamba? Exactly no qualification. But a person whom you have gone to ask a dollar, if he is really compassionate, and if he understands your need of asking for a dollar, what he can do? He can go and lend from his friend or his very dear and near ones. And he can lend on your behalf. He can ask, he can borrow. Sorry, not lend, but he can borrow that dollar from his near and dear ones on your behalf. Right? A person who has come and asked for a dollar, if he doesn't have it, and if he's really compassionate, and he understands your need of having that dollar, he can go and borrow that dollar from his near and dear ones on your behalf, take it from them and pass it on to you. That's what I'm feeling today, that I really don't have that dollar to give all of you, but I'm really, as a part of service, I accepted this. And now I'm taking this shelter of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'm taking shelter of Prabhupada, whose purpose, whose translations, whose Chaitanya Charitamrita has everything. And trying to just narrate as it is to you, that a person also borrowed that dollar from somebody. And as it is, he handed over the person who was really in need of that dollar. So same thing, what we are doing is we'll take the mood of Krishnadas, we'll take the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, through the purpose of our dear savior Srila Prabhupada, and we'll just try to narrate as it is. You know, Prabhupada always says, as it is, without speculating, without any alteration, just bringing as it is to you. Because on my own, I don't possess that wealth in which I can pass it on to others. So that's my condition is today, right now. That I really have no authority, no adhikar, no eligibility, no qualification to speak on such an esoteric subject matter. And what to talk about qualification, I myself don't understand. And if I don't understand, how can I pass through? So request all of you that please just hear, you know, as it is from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's words and the beautiful translations of our dear Srila Prabhupada. Take it to your home, meditate it on, because these last five chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is recommended that we should not even discuss it, because we cannot, you know, we should not rather discuss these chapters. They are for our own sadhana, at our own personal bhajan that we do. In that way, we can relish these five chapters. But definitely, they are not to discuss in public. And that we are all together one. We have been reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita right from Adi Leela. So I don't consider that this is just a public. But you all are my dear and near ones. So we'll just take it from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and understand it together and just keep it in our mind and try to meditate on these pastimes. So now what's happening is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is narrating that in Antya Leela, Mahaprabhu was in deep separation from Krishna, because in Radha Bhav, he is in deep, deep, deep separation from Krishna. And sometimes what happened that Mahaprabhu was not able to come out in the external consciousness, and he was always in the mood of Radha Bhav, feeling separation from Krishna. But at times when he was with his intimate associates like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda, then he would come to his consciousness. You know, external partial consciousness, he would come and he would tell them his vyatha, his condition, that how much separation he is feeling. Helplessly, he'll cry out to both of them and seek guidance from both of them, that what should I do next? So he has to come to his partial consciousness, external consciousness, that yes, I am in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am Mahaprabhu, and this is Rai Ramananda. This is one Swarup Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami, and I need help now, and I want to seek help from both of them. So he needs to come to his external consciousness. And sometimes when Mahaprabhu is among his seniors like Paramananda Puri or Brahmananda Bharati, then he will come into all his external consciousness fully. He won't even show that he is feeling any kind of separation from Krishna. He'll be very normal. He'll behave like a very strict, very, you know, rigid sannyasi. And he'll do all his sannyas things, you know, very particularly because now he is with his senior. So this way Mahaprabhu was passing his time in Gambhira. So one day what happened that Mahaprabhu, he went to Jagannath Puri, he went to that temple in Jagannath Puri and he saw Lord Jagannath. So he was all by himself. And as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, again he went to his internal consciousness where he was not seeing Jagannath, but he was seeing his Shyamasundar playing beautiful flute. So that was, you know, that's where he saw. He saw, and as soon as Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath as Krishna, as son of Nand Maharaj, what happened? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized when that, oh, he's Krishna himself, then all the five senses immediately got absorbed in the attraction for the five attributes of Lord Sri Krishna. So we know that everybody has five senses and like nose, ears, tongue, skin, eyes. And all these five senses are attracted to five objects. Eyes is attracted to something very beautiful form. Nose is attracted to something smelling very, very, very beautiful. And the ears are attracted to some melodious sounds. The tongue is attracted to taste something very, very delicious, very, very sumptuous. The skin is attracted to a very soft touch, you know. So this way, the five senses are dragged to the five sense objects. In this regard, there is a very beautiful verse I would like to share. Hope you all can see. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam 7:15:41, where it's been described about that how this body is compared to be as a chariot. Ahu shariram ratham indriyani hayan abhishu mana indriyesham vartmani matra dishanam cha sutam sattvam brihad banduram isha srishtam. Ahu shariram, it is said that our sharira is like a rath, is like a chariot, right? Indriyani means our senses. These senses are like hayan. Hayan means like horses. Okay, Abhishun are the reins through which those horses are attached to the chariot. Mana, Abhishun is like a mana, our mind is like the reins to which that chariot is being tied to those horses, to the sense objects. And that mana is what is Indriya Isham, is the Isha, is the master of all the Indriyas. So all the Indriyas, the master of all the Indriyas is mind. And our mind is attract is mind is attached to all those five sense organs, and those sense organs are like five horses, and the mind is the rein. Then Vartamani Matra. Matra means the sense objects, because all the sense organs I told you, right, they're attracted to some sense objects. So those sense objects are the destination through which those horses have to go. Horses have to go to some destination, right? So these horses who are in the form of sense organs, they have the objects, the sense objects through which each horse has to go, and that's the destination of that horse. Okay. So Vartamani Matra. Then it says Dishanam. Dishanam is the destination. Chasutam Sattvam. Sutam is the chariot driver. So the chariot driver is the consciousness, sattvatam. Sorry, chariot driver is the intelligence. Dishanam, dhi means intelligence. So dhishanam cha sutam. So this intelligence is the chariot driver, right? So now just have imagine this whole thing that there is a chariot. This chariot is actually the body. Now there are five horses. Those five horses are the five sense organs. And those five horses has a destination to which they have to go. So these five horses, these sense organs, they have the sense objects as their destination. The mind, who is the master of all the senses, is the reins through which those horses are attached. And finally, who is holding that rein? that rain is being holded by the intelligence. Sattvam brihat banduram isha shishtam. And then what happened? Sattvam, the consciousness, or you can say the soul, the consciousness that is pervading throughout the body. And what is the soul? The soul is the passenger. The soul is the passenger who is riding on that chariot, right? So the intelligence is the one who is holding those reins, and the soul is the one who is riding that chariot. And that soul is banduram, is bonded to that chariot. The soul cannot go anywhere. It's because of the soul is the body, right? The body's presence is because of the soul. So Isha system, and this has been created by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the whole chariot example I want to bring in. So now you can imagine. Now Mahaprabhu, when he saw Jagannath as Krishna, as a Shyamasundar Krishna, what happened was that all his sense organs, all his horses were attracted to their destinations. The sense organ of one of the horse, that is eyes, was so much captivated by seeing the beauty of Lord Shyamasundara that he wants to run away towards that beauty. Then the ears want to hear that flute song, was captivated by the melodious flute song that was being played by Shyamasundara, and that horse wants to run to that direction. Similarly, all the five horses, they found their own destination and now they are running. So you can imagine what will happen to the person who is riding on the chariot. It will be a very fragmental journey, right? A topsy-turvy journey, because each horse is going in a different direction, right? So when all these five horses are not aligned by the mind, by the intelligence, if they are aligned, and if they don't go, if the chariot doesn't go in one single direction, the ride won't be smooth. And if the ride is not smooth, you can well imagine the position of a passenger, the position of a soul. What will be the position of a soul? It will be a very bumpy ride altogether. And not only bumpy ride, maybe the ride won't be possible also. And finally, the soul has to leave his body. And that's what happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he saw Jagannath as Lord Shyamasundara Krishna, all his horses, all his five sense organs were so much attracted to all those five attributes of Lord Shyamasundara that they all at once got attracted, and all of them started running to their own destinations. Right? So what happened now? When they all are running, there was a tug of war. Just as in tug of war, the single mind of Lord Chaitanya, now mind is there, right? But is being attracted to five directions by the five transcendental attributes of Lord Krishna. And finally, the Lord became unconscious, because it wasn't possible for this ride to happen. All horses are running in different directions. What will be the position of the soul? The soul cannot take it. And so Mahaprabhu, he felt unconscious. He couldn't take it because all his sense organs were running in different directions. And just then, Upalabhoga ceremony concluded, started actually. You know, we read about this Upalabhoga. What is this Upalabhoga? Actually, Upalabhoga ceremony happens. Bhoga is being offered to Lord Jagannath on a stone slab. And normally when the bhoga is offered, it is under behind the closed curtains. But when Upalabhoga ceremony happens, it is right in front of the public on the stone slab. And devotees who accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they took Mahaprabhu back to his home. Mahaprabhu was unconscious. He couldn't take it. And he was unconscious. So that night when Mahaprabhu came back to his external consciousness, that's the verse we read today, that Mahaprabhu was attended by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Then Mahaprabhu, he kept very helplessly because he didn't know what to do. He came back just in his partial external consciousness. His mind was still absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Actually, it always happens. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that Mahaprabhu's mind is always absorbed in Krishna, always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Though externally he may carry out his duty, like bathing or prasadam taking or going to the temple, seeing the form of Jagannath. These are, or doing his Gayatris, you know. So this would happen, but still, all these things will happen in a subconscious mind. Like we all, in female bodies, we, you know, sometimes we also, when we cook, we are so habitual of cooking that when we cook, we just cook in a subconscious mind. Like suppose if the lecture, right, we'll hear the lecture, but at the same time, subconscious mind, you know, when we are doing cooking, we don't have to concentrate more because we are so habitual of cooking. I'm not propagating this thing. Actually, we should not do it. When we hear, we should concentrate on hearing. And if we are cooking, we should concentrate in cooking because we are cooking for the lordships. I'm just telling that in subconscious mind, you know, we do certain things because we are so much habitual of doing those things. And like, for example, even for driving, you know, subconscious mind we'll drive. We'll not see, okay, where, you know, we have to press the brake or accelerator. You know, we shouldn't do it. But subconscious mind is so much habitual of all this that things happen on its own. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also giving the example that when the potter, you know, he makes the pot, he turns the wheel. So the wheel is turning on and the potter is making. He doesn't have to again turn the wheel and he has to do, but the wheel itself is goes on turning. And the potter is busy making the pot. So this is what was happening with Mahaprabhu. In his subconscious mind, all these external things were happening. But his real mind was totally absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So now he came out a little external, you know, because he was totally in the thoughts of Krishna. So he felt unconscious. But that night he came back and he just put his hands on the neck, you know, on the shoulders of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. And then he began to lament. Now this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. He is as Srimati Radharani and he's lamenting for Krishna. So he's equating his equation directly to Radharani. And he's quoting those incidents when Krishna left Vrindavan, leaving all the gopis and Srimati Radharani back in Vrindavan. And they were lamenting like anything. So we'll go through now. Krishnera viyoga radhara utkanthaya mana vishakare kahe upapana utkantha karana. When Srimati Radharani was very much agitated due to feeling separation from Krishna, she spoke a verse to Vishakha explaining the cause of her great anxiety and restlessness. So Mahaprabhu is quoting the verse which describes the great anxiety and restlessness that is being caused to Srimati Radharani. And she is explaining her condition by quoting her words to Vishakha and to Lalita Devi. And here Mahaprabhu is also quoting to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda, who is Lalita and Vishakha. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his burning emotions. Just like Radharani, Srimati Radharani was burning in great emotions in separation from Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan, apparently. Then with great lamentations, she was speaking the verse. And that same verse, quoting that verse, Mahaprabhu was telling his own condition. That same way, he is also feeling a lot of separation from Krishna. What is that verse? We'll see this. Saundaryamrita sindhu bhangalalana chittadri samplavaka karnanandi sanarmaramya vachana kotindu shitangaka सौरभ्यामृत संप्लवावृत जगत् पीयूषरम्याधरा श्रीगोपेन्द्रसुता सकर्षति बलात् पञ्चेन्द्रियाणि यालिमे. Very, very beautiful verse. This verse is actually found in Govind Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So, what Mahaprabhu is explaining now in this verse is, he is saying, Saundarya Amrita Sindhu Bhanga Lalana Chitta Dhari Samplavaka. So, actually, try to understand this verse, we'll go to the last line. Okay, she Gopendra Sutta Sakarshati Balat Panchandriya Alime. Alime means now Radharani is addressing to, you know, Vishakha Devi and to Lalita Devi. So she's saying, oh Ali, oh my Sakhi, oh my dear friend, you know, Panchendriya, my all these five senses. Balat, Balat means by force these five senses are being attracted. Karshati are being attracted to whom? Shri Gopendra Sutaha. Gopa Indra. Indra, Indram, he also means master. So who is the master of all the Gopas? Is Nand Maharaj. Right? So Shri Gopendra Sutta and his son Krishna. So all my senses are by force, they are attracted to Krishna, who is the son of Nand Maharaj. Then we'll see the first line. How the five senses are attracted. Saundarya, his beauty. His beauty, first of all, his form, right? So he's saying his beauty is a Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean, is a nectar, is an ocean of nectar. His beauty is an ocean of nectar. So in the ocean, what do you have? You have waves. Bhanga. Bhanga means you have waves. And then there are a lot of waves, right? This beauty of Krishna is like an ocean of nectar in which there are a lot of waves. And these waves, what are they doing? Lalana Chittadri Samplavakaha. Lalana means the woman of the Vrajavasis, right? Chitta Adri. Chitta means their consciousness. Adri means hill, the mountain. So the consciousness of the woman is like a hill, is like a mountain, because they have a very high consciousness. But because these waves are so high, they are drowning those mountains in those waves, in the ocean. Samplavaka means they are inundating. They are drowning that big, big mountains. The waves of Krishna's beauty is reaching to such a high level that the big, big mountains of the consciousness of the woman of Raja is being drowned in that ocean, ocean of Krishna's beauty. Now, Karnaan, Karnanandisa Narmaramya Vachana Kotindu Shitangaka. Karna, Karna means ears, right? So through the ears, what's happening? Krishna is so joyfully, Sanarma, he's very joyfully, he's speaking or he's playing his flute. Ramya Vachana, Ramya means which gives so much of pleasure. Vachana means that sound, or you can say the speech. So when the speech of Krishna, or sometimes the flute sound of Krishna, when it reaches the Karna, when it reaches the ears of the gopis, it gives so much ananda, karana anandi, it gives so much of pleasure, so much of joy. Koti indu shitangakaha. Angakaha means his body. Shita, shita means cool, right? So his body is so cool, the touch of Krishna's body is so cool that it is not compared to some sandalwood, but it is compared to Koti Indu. Indu means moon, right? Koti Indu, millions of moons, millions, the coolness of millions of moons altogether put shame to the coolness of Krishna's body. That's how Krishna's touch is so cool, right? Then, हरे कृष्णा। ओके, सौरभ्यमृत संप्लवृत। सौरभ्य, सौरभ्य मीन्स नाउ हिज फ्रेग्रेंस, द फ्रेग्रेंस दैट इज कमिंग आउट फ्रॉम कृष्णस बॉडी इज ऑल्सो कंपेयर टू एज अमृता, इज ऑल्सो कंपेयर टू एज अ नेक्टर, एंड दैट नेक्टर इज अगेन इनंडेटिंग संप्लवृता, इज ऑल्सो इनंडेटिंग, इज बेसिकली कवरिंग वॉट जगत, is also compare is covering the entire universe. So Krishna's body fragrance is also like a nectar, is also like a amrita, which is covering, which is inundating this entire universe. Piyusha Ramya Adhara. Now his lips, the lips of Krishna, they are also compared to as Ramya Adhara, means they are also compared to as very, very beautiful, and they are also emanating Piyusha, nectar. So, Shri Gopendra Suta Sakarshati Balat Panchendriyalini. So, what now Srimati Radharani is saying is that through the hearts of the gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, that though the hearts of the gopis are like high standing hills, they are inundated by the waves of the nectarian ocean of Krishna's beauty. His sweet voice, when enters their ears, gives them transcendental bliss. The touch of his body is cooler than millions and millions of moons together. And the nectar of his bodily fragrance overfloods the entire world. Oh, my dear friend, that Krishna, who is the son of Nand Maharaj, and whose lips are exactly like nectar, is attracting my five senses, balat, by force. So this is the verse that is found in Govind Leelamrita, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is quoting, actually Mahaprabhu is quoting this condition of Srimati Radharani, that she is sharing this condition of hers to Vishakha Devi and Lalita Devi, that how her mind, her body, her soul is not under her control now. All her senses are forcefully being attracted by seeing the beautiful attributes of Krishna's body. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Krishna, Krishna Rupa Shabda Sparsha, Saurabhya Adhara Rasa, Yara Madhuriya Kananaya. Dekhi Lobe Pancha Jana, Eka Ashwa Mora Mana, Chhadi Pancha Pancha Dike Dhaya. Very, very beautiful verse. Now, don't equate this verse with the chariot example that we understood in the starting of the verse, because it is little different. So let's try to understand. What he's saying is, Krishna Rupa Shabda Sparsha. Okay, Krishna's Rupa, Krishna's beauty, then Shabda, then Krishna's word, then Sparsha, then Krishna's touch, then Saurabhya, then the fragrance that is coming out from Krishna's body, and Adhara, then the nectar that is flowing through Krishna's lips, Rasa. You know, the taste, that is. So what Mahaprabhu is saying, or what Srimati Radharani is saying, that actually Lord Krishna's beauty, his sound of the words, the vibration of his flute, his touch, his fragrance, and the taste of lips, yara madhurya kahana yaya, they are so much full of sweetness, they are so much full, everything is so much full of sweetness, right? Adharam, madhuram, Krishna's, everything is madhuram. So Radharani is also saying that everything is so sweet that I cannot describe it. Kaha na yaya, I cannot describe it at all. Dekhi lobhe pancha jana. And now seeing all these five attributes of Krishna, there is a greed that is arisen in five men. And what are these five men? These five men are the five sense organs of Srimati Radharani. So there is a greed that has been arisen in all these five men, that they want to, they are captivated to these five attributes of Krishna, and they want to take it. They want to relish those five attributes. So what are they are doing is, all these five men are riding on one horse, that is my mind. Dekhi lobha pancha jana eka ashwa mora mana. Now Radharani is saying, my mind is like a horse. My mind is like a horse, and all these five men are riding on my horse. So all of them, one at a time. Chadi, they all are on the back of my mind. Pancha pancha dike dhaya. Dhaya means they are running. They are running. All five of them have ridden on my mind, on the horse of my mind, and they all are running to these five different directions. So what will happen to mine now? So that what will happen to the horse? Now the all five men, so when you ride a horse, actually what happens? There is a rein, right? When you ride a horse, there is a rein. You pull the, it's double-sided, right? It's going through the nostrils of that horse, and then you and then the person has to hold that rein. So when the person holds that rein, if he loosen on left side, and he tightens on the right side, that gives an indication to the horse to go to right side. And if he loosens on the right side and tightens on the left side, then that gives an indication the horse to move left. And if he loosen on both the sides, you know, let go, then the horse needs to stop. And if he tightens on both the sides, then means the horse has to run very fast and in the, you know, front direction. So that's how the horse gets all these indications. But now imagine these five men are on one horse, and all five of them have the reins. All five of them have reins, and all of them are pulling in different directions. So what will be the position of the horse? The horse will be totally confused where to go. And that's what has happened to the mind of Srimati Radharani. So she is saying, Lord Krishna's beauty, the sound of his words, the vibration of his flute, his touch, his fragrance, and the taste of his lips are full of an indescribable sweetness. And when all these features attract my senses at once, my senses all ride together on the single horse of my mind, and they want to go in five different directions. Then she is saying, what happens next? Sakhi e suna mora dukhe rakarana mora panche indriya gana mahalam patadasyu gana sabhe kahe hara paradhana. So what she's saying now, that oh my sakhi suna mora dukhe rakarana. Now please hear, this is the highest misery I am experiencing. The cause of my unhappiness. Please listen to me. Mora pancha indriya gana. My all these five senses, they are being carried to the five different directions. Maha lampata dasyo gana. Lampata means a person who enjoys, right? Extravagant rogue. You know, maha means great, and it's a saying that she is basically cursing her senses, that they are such great rogues, that they can't even control their greed, and they are running to all these five directions. And all sabha kahe hara paradhana, and they all are saying, let's plunder all these wealth that they are seeing. When the eyes is seeing the form, the eyes cannot control, and the eyes is saying, let me plunder that form of Krishna. Let me, the ears are thinking, let me plunder that sweet sound I am hearing. So they are plundering the wealth of Krishna. They are plundering Krishna's property. Oh, my dear friend, please hear the cause of my misery. So this is the misery that Radharani is experiencing, that my five senses are actually extravagant rogues. They know very well that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they still want to plunder his property. 17th. Eka ashva eka shane pancha pancha dike tane eka mana khondike ya ya. Eka kale sabatane gela ghodarara prane na dukha sahana naya. So imagine if five men are riding on one horse, what will be the condition of that horse? Now she is saying, Eka Ashwa Eka Shane. At one time, all these five men are there on my mind, on one horse of my mind. Pancha Pancha Diketane. And they all are pulling my horse into five different directions. Eka Mana Kona Diketai. And where will my mind go? My mind cannot go in all those five directions at one point of time. So where should my mind go? Now, where this horse is going to go? This horse is totally confused because this has been ridden by five different men who are pulling the reins of their horse in five different directions. So where this horse is going to go? Eka kale sabatane. All at one time they are pulling the reins of this horse. Gela godhara parane. So this godhara, my horse, is where will it go? Tell me, where should my horse go? Where should my mind go? Ei dukha sahana nayai. This is the greatest misery that I'm not able to bear. Ei dukha, this misery, misery of my mind, that where this horse is going to go, because it has been pulled by five different men in five different directions. Where should my mind go? Sahana nayaya. I cannot bear this unhappiness, this state of misery. I cannot bear. It's very difficult for me to bear all this pain that my mind is going through. It's very, very difficult. My mind is just like a single horse being ridden by the five senses of perception headed by sight, right? Each of my senses wants to ride that horse, and thus they pull my mind in five directions simultaneously. In what direction will it go? If they pull at one time, certainly the horse will lose its life. How can I tolerate this atrocity? Because definitely the horse will lose its life. If five men are riding on one horse, pulling the horse in five different directions, till how long the horse can survive? It's very difficult. So she's saying my horse is going to lose its life, means my mind is not under my control. And when my mind is not under control, I cannot maintain my body and soul together. I cannot tolerate this atrocity. Text 18. Indriyena khari rosha, iha sabara kaha dosha, Krishna rupadira maha akarshana. Rupadi pancha pancha tane, gela goha dara parane, mora dehe narahe jivana. Now Srimati Radharani is saying, that Indriya na khari rosha. Now this Vishaka Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi might say, that O Radhe, you are telling that your mind is not under control because your senses are dragging your mind in five different directions. Why can't you control your senses? Control your senses. Control the horses of your senses. So definitely your mind will be under control. So why don't you control your senses? So Srimati Radharani is saying, Indriyena kari rosha. Oh, I cannot get angry. I cannot show anger on my senses. Why? Asabra kaha dosha? Because what's the fault of my senses? There is no fault of my senses. I cannot be angry on my senses. Because Krishna rupa adira maha karshana. Because Krishna's rupa adi. Adi means etc. Krishna's rupa, Krishna's form, Krishna's touch, Krishna's taste of his lips and Krishna's fragrance, that is the smell, the fragrance that is coming from Krishna's body. Oh, they all are maha akarshana. They are so attractive. They are so attractive. So I cannot be angry on my senses. And there is exactly no fault of my senses if they are running towards Krishna's five attributes. Rupadi pancha pancha tane. Rupadi, adi means again Krishna's beauty and so on. They are dragging, they are dragging my five senses, and though my five senses are going, gela godhara parane, and they are riding on the horse of my mind, and they are taking my mind to five different directions. Mora dehe na rahe jivana. And because my mind is being dragged in this way, Oh, I cannot maintain my body. I cannot maintain my life. I cannot. I have to give away my life because I cannot bear this atrocity. But yes, there is no fault of my senses. The fault is of Krishna's attributes. Krishna's beauty is so great that if my eyes are attracted to Krishna's beauty, oh, well, there is no fault of my eyes. Krishna's beauty is such that they are attracting. So it's just like when there is a big lump of iron, sorry, a big lump of magnet, and there are a lot of iron filings. So whose fault it is? When we bring the magnet near the iron filings, naturally the iron filings will be attracted towards the magnet. Now it's the fault of an iron filings because they have that property that they are attracted to magnet? No, because that's their property, that's their intrinsic nature. That iron do get attracted to the magnet. So the only thing which can stop the iron filings not to get attached to magnet is that don't bring magnet in that periphery. The moment the magnet comes in that periphery, naturally the iron will be attracted to that magnet. So therefore, Srimati Radharani is saying, well, there is no fault of my senses. Krishna's attributes, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's touch, Krishna's fragrance is like a magnet. So all my sense organs are like iron. So definitely they'll be getting attracted to that magnet. So you cannot say that I should go and control my senses. Well, that's not possible. So, my dear friend, if you say just try to control your senses, what shall I say? I cannot become angry at my senses. Is it their fault? Krishna's beauty, sound, touch, fragrance, and taste are by nature extremely attractive. These five features are attracting my senses, and each wants to drag my mind in a different direction. In this way, the life of my mind is in great danger, just like a horse ridden in five directions at once. Thus, I am also in danger of dying. Now, Radharani will describe each and every separate attribute of Krishna, how Krishna's form, about Krishna's taste, about Krishna's sound, everything she'll describe one by one. Krishna rupe amrita sindhu tahara taranga bindu eka bindu jagat dubai trijagate yata nari tara chitta uccha giri taha dubai age uthi dhai. So what now Srimati Radharani is saying that I hope you are able to see the screen. Yeah, so now she is saying that Krishna Rupamrita Sindhu, Krishna's Rupa, Krishna's form is like a Amrita Sindhu, is like a nectar, but it's like an ocean. Tahara Taranga Bindu. In that ocean, there are big, big taranga, there are big, big waves. And each wave is so high that it can inundate the whole hill, the mountain hill. And what is that hill? Trijagate yata nari, you know, the woman of all the three worlds, their chitta, their consciousness is like a uchagiri, is like a big, big mountain. So, but what to talk about the waves of the ocean of Krishna's form, even one drop, taranga bindu, even that bindu drop, forget about the whole wave. That whole wave can definitely inundate the entire world. But just one drop of Krishna's form is so great. Eka bindu jagat dubai. That one drop is enough to inundate the entire world. Triya tri jagate yatha nari. And therefore, the entire worlds, the woman of all these three worlds, their chitta, their consciousness is like a uchagiri, means mountain. Uccha means high. It's like a high mountain. But that one drop of Krishna's form can taha dubai age uthai dai, can submerge that high hills of consciousness of all the women of three worlds. That one drop is enough. The consciousness of each woman within the three worlds, it's certainly like a high hill, but the sweetness of Krishna's beauty is like an ocean. Even a drop of water from that ocean can flood the entire world and submerge all the high hills of consciousness. So now she is actually defending herself. She is saying, "You, O Vishakha Sakhi, O Lalita Sakhi, you are saying that it's the fault of my sense that they are running. Well, no. My senses are helpless. My senses are helpless. What's the fault of a shore if the high waves of the ocean comes in and takes the shore also under the water? What's the fault of a shore? The waves are so high." So now she is also saying that, what's the fault of my consciousness? Exactly no fault at all. The waves of Krishna's beauties, the ocean of Krishna's beauty have so high waves that forget about the wave itself. Even a drop is enough to inundate, to submerge my consciousness in his form. So what's the fault? You know, definitely it's Krishna's form is so attractive. Text 20. Now Vachana, now she is, you know, she's telling about Krishna's words. Krishnera vachana madhuri nana rasa narmadhari tara anyaya kathana yaya jagatera narira kane madhuri gane bandhitane tana tani khane ra pranayaya. Very, very beautiful words. Now she's saying Krishna's vachana madhuri, Krishna's words are so sweet, are so attractive. Nana rasa. Nana means multiple. So Krishna's vachana, the joking words that Krishna plays, it has nana rasa. It has multiple rasas. Okay. Narmadhari. And Krishna's narmadhari means they are full of joking words, right? And it has various rasas to it. Tara anyaya kathana nayaya. So the anyay, you know, the atrocities that Krishna's words are throwing on my ears, kathana naya, well, I cannot describe. I cannot describe because I still know that it's not a fault of my ears. Actually, Krishna's words are so sweet. The way Krishna speaks, the way Krishna cracks jokes with me, it has so much rasa in it. Nana rasa, it's full of rasa. Well, I cannot describe. Jagatera nariri kane, not only me, but the whole three worlds women, the women of all the three worlds, when those words touch their ears, madhuri gane bandhitane, they are being bound, they are pulled by Krishna's sweet words. The ears of all the three, the women of all the three worlds, their ears are being pulled by Krishna's sweetness. Tana tani, and therefore there is a tug of war between Krishna's sweetness and the ears of all the women of all the three worlds. And therefore, you know, Krishna's, when there is a tug of war, you know, one party pulls and another party also pulls. That's what a tug of war is. Now, Krishna's beauty is on one side and the ears of all the women of all the three worlds are on one side. And there is a tug of war because ears don't want to go. You know, they don't want to go towards Krishna because they are pulling themselves. Because if they go, then, you know, they know that they are done, they are finished. So ears have their own ways, and Krishna's words, they are so beautiful, they are so melodious, they have so much of rasa that on one side it's only Krishna's words. And there is a big tug of war. And finally, who wins? Krishna's vachana madhuri. It wins. And my ears and all the ears of all the three worlds, the women of all the three worlds, they lose. So finally, the life of the ear departs. It's so poetic. The sweetness of Krishna's joking words plays indescribable havoc within the hearts of all women. It anyaya, right? It brings so much of atrocity that I'm not able to describe. No, I'm not able to describe. His words bind a woman's ear to the qualities of their sweetness. Thus, there is a big tug of war. And finally, the life of the ear departs. The ear loses. Text 21. కృష్ణ అంగాశు శీతల కీక హిమో తరబల ఛాతయ జిని కోటిందు చందాన శశైల నారీర వక్ష తహ ఆకర్షితే దక్ష ఆకర్షయ నారీ గణ మాన. నౌ దే ఆర్ సేయింగ్ కృష్ణస్ అంగ, కృష్ణస్ టచ్. కృష్ణస్ టచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ అ శుశీతల, సుశీతల. శీతల మీన్స్ ద కూల్నెస్, రైట్? She, when we sing that song, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shashi Tula. So Nitai is Kamala, you know, the lotus feet of Nimai are like Su Sheetala. Su means great, and Sheetala, cool. They are like cool. And Koti Chandra, it's like millions of moons. So similarly, Radharani is saying, Krishna Anga, Krishna's touch of his body is so sheetala, is so cooling. How cool? Ki kahimu tarabala, that its greatness, what can I say? They surpasses, chataya, their rays, it surpasses the rays of what? Koti Indu. Koti Indu means millions of moons. Indu means moons. Chandana, forget about Chandana. It surpasses the coolness of sandalwood because now it's been compared to millions of moons. It's not somewhere like, you know, the coolness of sandalwood. Well, that surpasses Krishna's touch. It is compared to millions of moons. Koti Indu. Happening after that. Sa Shaila. Sa Shaila means, Shaila again means, Shaila means raised hills, right? Shaila means hills, but raised hills. Now, hills here is being compared to as Narira Vaksha, the chest, the breast of all the women is being compared to as the raised hills. Tara Akarshite Daksha. And you know, they are so much attracted. They are so much attracted to the touch of Krishna's body. Akarshay Nari Gana Mana. And therefore, all the minds of all the women of the three worlds are attracted to Krishna's touch. Krishna's transcendental body is so cool that it cannot be compared even to the sandalwood pulp or to millions upon millions of moons. It expertly attracts the breast of all women, which resembles high hills. Indeed, the transcendental body of Krishna attracts the mind of all women within the three worlds. Text 22. Now it's Krishna's fragrance. Krishna Anga Sobrabhya Bhara Mriga Mada Madahara Nilotpalera Hare Garvadhana Jagata Narira Nasha Tara Bhitare Pate Vasha Nari Gane Kare Akarshana. Now Krishna's Saurabhya means Krishna's the fragrance that is coming out from Krishna's body. They are compared to as Mrigamada. You know, the musk deers, they have a musk in their navel. And that musk has such an intoxicating smell. Right? So they are comparing that. The Krishna's body is, the fragrance that is coming out from Krishna's body is much more intoxicating than Mriga Mada, than that the musk that is found in the navel of Mriga, of a deer. It is much more intoxicating that we'll forget about the smell of musk that is found in the navel of deers. We'll forget that because it is much more intoxicating. Krishna's body fragrance is much more intoxicating. And Nilotpalera. Nila means blue. Palera means the lotus flower. So the bluish lotus flower, Hare Garvadhana, it takes away the pride of the treasure of that blue lotus. So that Krishna's body is compared to the lotus flower, which has such an intoxicating smell that first of all, it defames the bluish lotus flower, and secondly, it puts shame to the fragrance of the musk. Jagata Narira Nasha. So all the three worlds, the woman of all worlds, their nasa, their nostrils, Tara Bhitara, when that smell reaches to their nostrils, Bhitara Patevasha, they construct their home in the nostrils of, in the hearts, in the nostrils of all these women of all the three worlds. Nari Gane Khare Akarshan. And therefore, all the Nari of all of the three worlds, they are attracted to Krishna's beauty. Krishna's means they make the nest there in the nostrils of nostrils of the women of all the three worlds. The fragrance of Krishna's body is more maddening than the aroma of musk, and it surpasses the fragrance of the bluish lotus flower. It enters the nostrils of all the women of the world, and making a nest there, thus attracts them. We'll do one more verse in detail and then we'll quickly wind up. Krishnera Adhara Amrita. Now the taste of Krishna's lips. So just see how the form, then touch, then ears, then nose, and now Krishna's lips is being described. Krishnera Adhara Amrita Tate Karpura Mandasmita Swamadhurya Hare Nari Ramana Anyatra Chadeya Lobha Na paile mana shobha raja nari gane ramula dhana. So now Radharani is saying Krishna anga, Krishna adhara amrita, the lips of Krishna's are so sweet. Tate karpura. So it is said when that sweetened rice, that sweet rice, when it is mixed with camphor, it enhances the taste of that sweet rice. So similarly, this is saying, she is saying Krishna's adhara, Krishna's lips are like that sweet rice. Amrita, that sindhu, Amrita sindhu is the nectar of that sweet rice, Krishna's lips. That in that sweet rice, when you add a karpura, then sweet rice taste get enhanced. So now Srimati Radharani is saying that Krishna's lips are like a sweet rice. But now when the camphor is added, means the, you know, very manda smita. Smita means smile. Manda means very, not as a laughing way, but a very gentle smile, very sweet smile. That is like a camphor which is added to the sweet rice of Krishna's adhara, Krishna's lips. Swamadhurya Hare Nari Ramana. And it is so attractive that it's Hare. It attracts the mana, the mind of all the Naris. Naris means all the women. Anyatra Chadeya Lobha Napaile Mana Shobha. And that's what happened. They don't want, you know, Anyatra, anywhere else. Chadeya means to give away. And Lobha means greed. So what happened? Now this mind is so much attracted towards the lips, the sweetness of Krishna's lips, that they don't want to go anywhere else. Right? And in great agitation, what happened? The mind gives away. Because the mind is attracted to five different directions. But now this sweetness of Krishna's lips is so much that, you know, it is, mind is 100% attractive towards Krishna's sweetness. Na paile mana shobha. If that sweet smile is not obtained by that mind, if the mind is not able to reach to that destination of Krishna's smile, vraja nari garena mooladhana, then, you know, it's a great lamentation. It's a great lamentation for the mind, because if the mind cannot reach to its destination of Krishna's smile, cannot taste Krishna's touch of Krishna's lips, then the mind thinks, well, it's just a waste of time, because the mind simply laments. Why? Because Krishna's lips, Krishna's gentle smile that comes on Krishna's lips is Nari Gana, Vraja Nari Ganera Mooladhana, is the only wealth that Vraja Nari possess. So Vraja Nari possess only one wealth, that is Krishna's smile. They can do anything to bring one smile on Krishna's face. They can go to any extent. They can surpass any boundaries to get one gentle smile on Krishna's face. Bhagavatam is the pramana for all this. We cannot go to that detail now. Krishna's lips are so sweet when combined with the camphor of his gentle smile that they attract the minds of all women, forcing them to give up all other attractions. If the sweetness of Krishna's smile is unobtainable, well, great mental difficulties and lamentation result. That sweetness is the only wealth of the gopis of Vrindavan. After describing all this, now our dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Eta kahi gaura hari dujanara kanthadhari kahi suna swaruparamaraya kaha karo kaha yana kaha gele krishna pana dunhe mora kahi sa upaya. So now after describing this, our gaura hari, our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he is doing. So now what he is saying, Eta kahe Gaurahari. Now this Gaurahari is saying, Dui janara kanthadhari. Now again he is holding, remember he was the neck through his arms, he was holding the neck of Sarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. So he is holding and he is saying, Oh, tell me, Oh Sarupa, Oh Ramaraya, please tell me, Kaha karo, kya karo, like what shall I do? Kaha yana, you know, kaha, where shall I go? Kaha gele Krishna pana, where shall I go so that I can get Krishna? Duhi mora kahe sa upaya, please tell me some upaya, please give me some advice. Where shall I go? What shall I do? What can I do to get Krishna? I want to get Krishna, I want to go to Krishna, but where shall I go? How shall I go? Please give me some advice. Duhi more kaha sa upaya, please give me some advice. Text 25. E Mata Gaura Prabhu Prati Dine Dine Vilapa Karena Sarupa Ramananda Shani. And in this way, thus absorbed in the transcendental pain, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented day after day in the company of Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, who are Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. And Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. Sei dui jane prabhu re kare ashwasana swarup gai rai kare shloka pathana. Now seeing the lamentation of Mahaprabhu, what Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami can say, they have no words, but just to give solace to Mahaprabhu's heart, they will sing appropriate songs, they will recite the songs of different acharyas, just to pacify, just to bring some solace to Mahaprabhu. And what songs? Krishna Amrita Vidyapati Shri Gita Govinda Ihar Ke Gite Prabhu Karaya Ananda. And they will recite the songs from Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, the poetry of Vidyapati and Git Govinda Goswami. So this way they will recite some verses, and that will give little pleasure to Mahaprabhu's heart. And when, you know, his heart, when his associates chanted verses, sang from these books. So when from all these books, Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami will chant few verses, just listening those verses will give some solace to Mahaprabhu's heart. So we'll stop here now. So thank you all so much. I know I took 15 minutes extra, but just want to cover this whole section. Thank you all so much, Shrila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you. Yeah. The way you explain about the process. Yeah, that was very, very helpful, Mataji. Glimpse of what means are. Thank you for so much.
Mataji, sorry, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. Can anybody else hear?
Mataji does a lot of.
I can hear, yeah.
Yeah. No, Mataji, voice breaks and lot of disturbance somehow. Your voice we can hear clearly.
Okay, she just wants to say thank you. She wrote on chat. Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni Mataji, for giving this opportunity, though I'm not qualified. Nice explanation of the horses, senses. Yeah, all glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Thank you all so much. Yes, anybody else has any question?
Hare Krishna Kirti Das Sundari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji, so meditative. And you really explain each and every word, so even we can understand. When I read it on my own, I really didn't. It didn't make any sense to me. But you explained what the actual meaning is, and it's so beautiful. You know how Radharani compares how the five senses are riding on, trying to pull the one horse in different directions. So. Can't relish it like how you did, but definitely appreciate your mood, Mataji. So beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. In the before starting of the class also, I said that I have no realizations, no relishment at all. The only thing what I was doing was simply reading from. I simply read, right? So, yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. That's so nicely and sang so nicely that gave us very happiness. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kamadiki Mataji, for always blessing us, for always being on the call, showering your immense prayers and wishes and blessings. So thank you. Really grateful to you. You are the mother of Bhakti Sangha. So thank you for always being there.
You sang and explained very nicely. Your song, very nice, the tune and everything. It's very, very perfect. Just, it just gives pleasure and goosebumps by hearing you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Do this to Papa.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Anita, Mataji, definitely.
Very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Here we can see how Radharani is explaining about all the senses to control, not to go to Krishna, but it's automatically going. But now I was meditating from the beginning of the class about my senses, talking to speak, like my senses. I'm trying to convert, pull it to Krishna, but it is not going to Krishna. It is going to the outside world. And how Radharani is describing about Krishna's beauty, my senses are describing the material beauty. You know, look at these. How beautiful is this? You're missing this. You're missing that. What to do, Mataji? Please explain me. How can I get the taste to pull my senses towards Krishna, Mataji? I don't know. When you are describing, I could imagine myself thinking of outside world. I'm missing everything. That is what everything every day happening with my senses. I don't know how to deal with this, Mataji. Please explain me so that I can come out of it and concentrate on Krishna consciousness.
Oh, you are asking a wrong person, Mataji, because I am the one whose senses are being dragged by the material objects. So I have really no realizations as such. But yes, I have heard from Prabhupada's purport, read and heard from seniors that there is one word that Prabhupada made. He added that word and he made Krishna conscious very simple. And that word is D-O-V-E-T-A-I-L, dovetail. Dovetail everything towards Krishna. If we are so fond of eating, then eat Krishna prasadam. offer it to Krishna and eat Krishna prasadam. If we are captivated by singing of someone, then instead of listening to any kind of mundane songs, listen to Krishna kirtan. So yes, our senses are not yet purified, especially mine. So definitely they are dragged towards material objects. But there is one word in the whole epic of Prabhupada's books, which is dovetail, that gives little solace to my heart that yes, even though my senses are so much conditioned, but let me at least try to dovetail all my senses towards Krishna's senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. If we serve the senses of Krishna, then yes, we will be able to purify our senses. But Rome was not built in a day. It won't happen in a day. But gradual, conscious practice is needed. That whenever we are attracted to any mundane song and our fingers goes on that YouTube to hear that song, consciously retract yourself. That, okay, let me listen to Bibi Govind Maharaj's Kirtan. Let me listen to Madhava's Kirtan. Let me listen to Sachinandan Swami's deep when he sings Hare Krishna. You know, let me dive into that. So conscious efforts are needed. So in this way, you know, we can dovetail all our things, all our senses towards Krishna. That's the only way I can help Mataji, because otherwise even I'm struggling. So I cannot give you the right concrete answer. Hope that helps.
It helps, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. I'll try to, you know, use
conscious examples. Conscious effort is needed. When we are dragged outside, let's again restrain ourselves. No matter what, take a vow. No matter what, I am not going to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. I'm not going to die if I'm going to starve for a one-time meal or two-time meal. So let me just starve. I'm not going to die. That's for sure. If one day or 2 days, if I fast, I'll not die. I'll not leave my body. And even if I, then so be it, because I'm doing it for Krishna. But let me take a vow that I'm not going to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. So that way we can consciously restrain our sense of tongue, you know, that it should not be dragged towards those mundane things, eating mundane foods with the food which is not offered to Krishna. So this way, you know, conscious effort is needed.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. I'll definitely, you know, try to do that. Thank you so much. It helps me a lot. And your verses recitation is very beautiful. Sometimes I feel you, even though I don't understand Bengali, but by your recitation, I feel like I understood maximum of the meaning, because your Baba helps me to understand, and the tune, Mataji. Thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
And your dress talks about the moon, Mataji, white in color. You're talking about moon. You are shining like moon, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Reading your message that yes, we have one Hindu in our Bhakti Sangha. Yes, and today 2-3 times this Hindu came. I was also reflecting on this.
Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. It was like animated movie when you're reading the verses, and it's really
hands down,
Mataji. Really, it was like an animated movie. I didn't hear the complete one. I was finishing my office call, and then I attended the majority of the class. It was very good animated movie, and I'm relishing, Mataji, as much as I can. This Chaitanya Charitamrita classes on this platform. It is thank you all for this delivering these classes, and otherwise, you know, there is no choice for us to listen Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like, there are not many recorded classes, or we can't read on our own. It is not that palatable for us, at least for me, to read on my own. Thank you very much, Mataji. It was very animating to listen your recitation and explanation and reading the translation. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you for association.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvar Pranams. I would like to second the Prabhuji's comment because I was also distracted, but the emphatic style of your relating the
pastimes actually, drew me back into the class. So it's very effective, Mataji, the way you speak. And so it really helped me to pull myself back, though I was getting distracted in the middle. So thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sagri Mataji. Thank you for the words of appreciation coming from you. Really means a lot, because I stand nowhere when it compares to singing. I really stand nowhere in front of you. The way you sing, you know, I'm just like a crow, you know. But so little appreciation coming from you really, you know, helps me, encourages me. So thank you so much for your association.
I'll make it a point to appreciate you more, Mataji. Maybe that's my fault.
No, Mataji, you are a genuine appreciator. So thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandvat pranam. You are not crow, Mataji. You are a koyal. The bhav is more important, Mataji. You sing like Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jeeva Gopalako. In this tune you sing, and Mataji, it's like a wo nectar mein aap leke jaate the hame, or so nicely you sing, and the bhav of Srimati Shishi Radharani, and it's like a viraha, Mataji. But you explained so nicely. I have seen that from last 3-4 months you totally involved in that leela. Before that you will keep 6-7 book and explaining one by one, but now you are totally involved, so that all Matajis and Prabhujis can see that leela by your eyes, because of you are so pure Vaishnavi, Mataji. No, Mataji, I agree with Shishagari Mataji that you sing so nicely. Ananta Koti Dandvat Pranam to your sincere seva, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath ki ji. Thank you, Mataji, for your association.
Mataji, trust me, today also I keep a lot of books, but till today I cannot speak anything on my own. But this topic was such that there was nothing to explain, right? So it was just reading. So I was simply reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, but don't worry. Till now also, I have all my books, all my notes ready, because otherwise...
Mataji, you don't need to read all that, because maybe you are preparing from 2-3 weeks, Mataji. Thank you for your association and blessing.
Thank you, Mataji, for inspiring each and every day. And I'm always eager to wait for your class. So thank you so much, because this is very hard for me to understand, but yes, during attending the meetings, I kind of mute myself and trying to listen to you. So thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Karunika Gopika Mataji, for your association. And glories to Prabhupada, glories to Guru Maharaj.
I take 20 seconds. Yep. Please, pardon. I take only 20 seconds. Yes. Yesterday, Shivani Mata explaining that Mataji, I'm not eating anything from morning and not offering prasadam, because not offering prasad to Sisi Laddu Gopal. She's busy to give a study with her daughter. And Prabhuji is making dal and sabji, that is onion one. So this is the sincerity, that whatever, what should be happen in our life, not to eat outside prasadam. Eat Krishna Prasadam, hear Krishna Katha, sing Krishna Katha. So that is also touch to heart, Mataji. See the sincerity of Vaishnava. And we can make a rab like a bajri, jawar or ragi, and we can eat salad or fruits, but not to eat outside food. Yes, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga Dandvat Pranam.
Thank you for adding that. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to your wonderful, wonderful service. I lost at the end. I don't know, the internet connection was easy. So at the end part, I lost it. But you know, like what was surprising for me was, I know like you are so much well to do with the classes. So, but then, you know, like how you moved from one point to the another. That was like, that was amazing. It was just so beautifully you made the transition from one point to the another. And there were so many points to be covered up. And like it was, I know this topic was, it was hard. I could feel that. This topic was hard. And then too, you went through so swiftly and without like, it was awesome, Mataji. Like I was always feeling that how you're moving from one topic to the another without any rush or without anything. But then it was really, really amazing. And to hear, I really was so angry when I lost that internet connection in between. I'll have to hear that again. But thank you, Mataji, because it's really like these topics will not be able to be understood normally. Mm-hmm. And if we read it. So thanks for all the efforts which you all are taking for us. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sita Priti Mataji. But trust me, I was simply reading, simply going through as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was taking us. He is maintaining that flow. We were simply flowing in that river along with him. So all credit goes to him, Mataji. Really, really. I didn't prepare anything for today. I was simply reading, simply reading. Thank you. Thank you, Sita Priti Mataji.
Thank you, Mata. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sutada Mataji. All glories to you. What a wonderful class, Mataji. Even though you are reading from Kaviraj Swami's books, but it's so, so nectarian to hear from your mouth, Mataji. As all Mataji said, it's so nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for this class, Mataji. As always, always, your classes are very clear and straight to the point, Mataji. Thank you so much. So, are there any questions, devotees? I request, are there any questions for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes, I do have one.
Yeah, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for such a wonderful class. Like Mataji, I was trying to not to understand that at least little bit to know about what Radharani was feeling. Like normally when we are listening a class or when our senses, like we are hearing, so only our ears are to the class. At that time, if somebody or if we see something, if we engage our eyes in something, we lost the concentration in hearing. So just a moment for only two senses, but it seems to be very hard for us to cope up with that. So how much difficult it was for Radharani for all the five senses to be engaged in this. So I think we living entities, we cannot experience this. And it's like Krishna's mercy. He's not putting it into that situation. Otherwise, we could not survive it. It should be a very big situation. So my question is, Mataji, when Radharani was experiencing this, the Sahis are asking Radharani, why don't you control your senses? So now I'm trying to clarify that did only Radharani see Krishna like that? Because Sagis are telling, why don't you control your senses? So did Sagis also see Krishna like that, or it was only unique to Radharani?
Thank you, Lakshmi Mataji, for always putting such thoughtful questions and always your wonderful association. And that's the first comment that you said, yes, we are so much limited. That's why it said that we cannot do multitask. We can just fake and say that we are multitasking, but we cannot because we are so much conditioned. And as you said, that if we concentrate on one thing and if some distraction comes, naturally we are distracted. And as compared to what Radharani is saying, so actually all the Sakhis have the feeling of, they feel separation from Krishna, definitely. Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarupini, right? Her bhav cannot be compared even to the bhav of all the Sakhis. That's for sure. She is Mahabhav Swarupini. Even the Sakhis, they also feel separation from Krishna. But Srimati Radharani's feeling of separation is to the highest. She is the epitome of that Mahabhav. So therefore, you know, because her feeling of separation is always so grave, so great, that all the Sakhis, they always try to give some solace to Radharani. Their only thing is to give some solace to Radharani. And what will they do? They will enact the pastimes of Krishna. So though Krishna is personally not present, but just to give solace to Radharani, they'll enact Krishna's pastime and they'll bring Krishna in the center figure. So Radharani, you know, feels little solace. But definitely her mode of separation is to the highest, is to the epitome of everything. And that's what happened with Sarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this Radha Bhav. So what Sarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda, they are doing, it's not that they are not feeling separation from Krishna, but right now they are so much absorbed by the mood of Lord Chaitanya that their only thing is to give some kind of solace to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why they are also doing the same activity. They are not enacting the pastimes, but they are singing some beautiful songs of union from Geet Govinda, from Krishna Karnamrita, to give little solace, to bring Krishna in the center figure and give little solace to Mahaprabhu. So the pastimes can be paralleled in this way of Raja and Navadi, of Puri, Gambhira. But as, you know, again, I'll reiterate this point that yes, Radharani's mood is onto this Mahabhav. What she feels is definitely not felt by all the Sakhis. And what is being felt by all the Sakhis is not felt by other elderly gopis. So there is a degree of feeling separation from Krishna. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Yes, yes, Mataji, very much it helps. So like when somebody is in a pain, we may not feel their equal pain, but at least we can understand that their pain is much larger than us.
At least they were able to understand. And how yes. come they understand the pain of Radharani? Because they themselves were feeling separation. So they could understand that feeling of separation of Radharani. They were also feeling that separation, but definitely not to that degree what Radharani was feeling.
Yes, Mataji, that helps very much because sometimes we are unable to feel the pain of others. And sometimes we don't know the pain is very much higher, so we may not feel it. But here we can at least understand that their pain is very much higher than what we can feel, greater than our limit. Yes. Yes, yes Mataji, thank you very much. It was a very beautiful class. And really these sessions, they really need a help because separately we cannot read and understand it. And your help and every devotee's class is very, very, we are very grateful for that, Mataji, for your time and your work you do. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Sachinandana, Hare Krishna.
All glories to Prabhupada. Jai Sachinandana. Okay, anything else?
Okay, Matajis. Thank you so much again, Mataji, Kutida Mataji, for this very lectarian session. And thank you so much for all the devotees for giving your very valuable association week after week. So I would like to pay my obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhu vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrindu ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Har grace ki tida sundari Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, all the devotees.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paniji.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Come.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I'm speechless. I have no words to say. So, accept my humble obeisances.